Rabbi Ida Mansour.
Shalom Aleichem, Morai v'Rabotai. Today, addressing you on a very important topic that I think is appropriate, must be spoken about, and has great ramifications for all our members. And that is a discussion and an analysis on technology in our time. Specifically, computers, smartphones, internet, and all the likings. It is important for us to have a Torah-based approach, not a secular approach, when it comes to dealing with this modern challenge that we all have, that we're living through at the end of time. I begin with a principle that Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech was wise when he said, "En kol hadash tahat hashamesh," there's nothing new under the sun. Shlomo HaMelech warned us not to believe that things are unprecedented. Because if you believe things that never happened before, so you don't have a guide, you don't have somewhere to learn from. But if you believe that, no, everything that happens today to a certain degree happened before, therefore we have a reference. We can go back to that point in history, look how they dealt with it, look what the results were, look what the success rate was, and then we can apply past history to the modern situation. So I believe even technology in a certain form had a precedent. And you'll say, where? There was no internet before the 1980s or the 1990s. There was no computers before the 1900s. How could we come along and say that there was an old precedent for this? Well, I'll argue today that this En Kol Hadash Tahat HaShamesh actually goes all the way back to the beginning of the Bible, Sefer Bereshit, actually page 1. Let's go back to a story that we're all familiar with and put it into modern context. So Adam HaRishon is created. After he's created, he gets a specific instruction. He's told that he may partake in all the trees that are in the Gan. However, he's also told that when it comes to the Etz HaDa'at, that's the tree of knowledge, Tov Vara, good and bad, that tree is forbidden. Hava is then created, and Adam passes on that instruction to Eve and says to her that you can't eat from the Etz HaDa'at. Tov Vara, the tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge of good and bad. And all of a sudden, one day, the Yetzer Hara approaches Hava, or in this case, Hava actually made her way to the Nahash, to the snake. And the snake comes along and says, "Why don't you eat from the tree?" And the Hava comes along and says, "Well, we're not allowed to eat from it, and we're not allowed to even touch the tree. We can't go near it." And the Midrash says that the snake pushed Hava into the tree, and she touched it. And the snake said to her, "You see, nothing happened to you. You said that you were going to die. Nothing happened to you. And just like nothing happened to you by touching it, you could partake." You won't die. That's the snake. Ki yodeya Elohim, because God knows, ki biyom acholchem imenu, on the day that you eat from the tree, v'nifkehu enechem, you're going to become enlightened. V'yitem kiloim, you'll be like God. Don't you want to be like God? Don't you want to have the wisdom of God? Don't you want to have the brilliance of God? Eat from the tree, you could be like God. V'tere ha'isha ki tova ha'etz lema'achal, she saw that the tree, the fruit, had good taste. And it was pleasurable to the eyes, and that the fruit would bring her wisdom. And she takes from the tree and she eats. And before you know it, the snake had seduced both Adam and Hava to eat from Etz HaDa'at Tov V'Ra. Listen to those words, Rabotai. The tree of knowledge, good and bad. Is that not what the internet is? They call the internet the information superhighway. A lot of information. Clearly, it is a vehicle that has a lot of da'at. But we will all agree that it exists and coexists tov vera. Well, there might be a lot of good, but clearly the bad outweighs the good. The good is only a small percentage, like it usually is in proportion. The modern day etz hada'at tov vera would be called the computer. And therefore the nahash, the snake, continues to do his job like he did in the times of Adam and Haba. His job is seduction. His job is to entice us to get involved deeply in the etz hada'at, because he knows that on that day when we partake in etz hada'at tov vera, mot imutun. What does that mean, mot imutun? What does it mean you will die? Do people involve themselves in surfing the computer? Does it bring them to death? It has not been proven by the Surgeon General that people die from use of the internet or even overuse. But I remind you, Rabotai, of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah comes along and tells us that there's three things that if a person engages in, Motzi'im et ha'adam min ha'olam, it removes him from this world and from the next world as well. There are certain things that are considered wrong, but they're not motzi'im et ha'adam min ha'olam. They're considered infractions. But there's three things that are so critical and so major that if one involves themselves in this behavior, it's not a game changer, it's a world changer, it's a life changer. Motzi'im et ha'adam min ha'olam. It removes them from the world, or I would say the worlds. And what are they? Kin'ah is jealousy. Ta'ava, lust and desire. And kavod is the yearning for honor, and kavod is acclaim and glory. Those that involve themselves in these three behaviors, which ultimately turn into addictions. There's a jealousy addiction. There's a jealousy addiction. There's a kin'ah, a ta'aba, a lust and desire addiction. And then, of course, an addiction to kavod. Those that taste those three fruits, forbidden fruits, motzi'im et ha'adam min ha'olam. How do we know? Because if you go back to the story of Adam and Hava when they ate from the tree, it had those three elements. First of all, what's the seduction that the snake says? You will be like God. Don't you want to be like God? Don't you want to have the wisdom of somebody else? Don't you want to be as great as somebody else? Don't you want to have the brains? Don't you have the understanding? The snake activated the weakness of kin'ah. You could be like somebody else. You can be like somebody else. And Haba succumbed to kin'ah. And the pasuk then clearly says, "V'chi ta'avahu la'inayim." She saw that there was great lust in her eyes, which she saw even before she ate it. Just by looking at it, it aroused the lust and the ta'ava. So we have kin'ah, we have ta'ava. Kavod, I will argue this morning that when the pasuk says, "V'tere ha'isha," I always learned the pasuk, she saw the tree. I guess before you commit the sin, you have to see the tree. But she doesn't explain it like that. She says, "Vatere ha'isha ra'ata devarav shel nahash." She saw the words of the snake, which means she wanted to receive approval. And when the snake gave her the approval, "Vatere," she was happy with that. That somebody said, "You're doing okay." Somebody told her, "You're right." Somebody said, "It's good what you're doing." Vatere. When she got the approval of somebody else, that she says, "Vehana'ola." It gave her pleasure. Because people enjoy when other people like them, when other people tell them that they're doing something correct. They like to appease others, and they would like to receive the confirmation of other people as well. Rabotai. Adam v'Chabah. committed the three cardinals, Kin'ah, Ta'aba, and Kabod. And what was the result? Mottimutun. It led them to Lehutzi et Adam min ha'olam. Of course, they were able to make teshuvah, and they were able to come back. But before teshuvah, they were removed from this world. And I ask you, Rabotai, is that not what the Eitz HaDaat about generation is? First of all, it brings out the worst in us. It shows us all the gashmiyut, the materialism of this world. It shows us what we're missing, what we don't have. And therefore, it arouses our desire and envy in order to amass things that other people have. It shows us pictures of others that are enjoying different lifestyles, and therefore we crave to be like them. Today we have on Alenu these Facebook and Twitters and things like this where people show off all their olam hazeh, whether it's the physical things or the things that they're enjoying, and they post it, and everybody looks, and their eyes are getting very, very envious and jealous. It brings out the kin'ah. And therefore we desire to be like somebody else. Just like Hava, the internet says, V'yitem kiluim, you can be like somebody else. Kin'ah mutzi et adam min ha'olam. V'chi ta'avahu la'inayim. Rabotai, I do not want to talk explicitly today, but we all know the desire of the eyes, that a person can have hana'ah not only what he eats, but what he sees. And lo alenu, there's clearly ta'aba la'inayim. There's clearly a great, great desire, and people have succumbed to that ta'aba. Ta'aba la'inayim, the ta'aba that enters through the portals of the eyes. The eyes which lead obviously to the neshama. And then kavod. Where do we find kavod today on the internet? In the oddest way. Today people seek approval of others by how many likes that they have. They do a certain feat or a certain exercise, and they post it, a certain picture, and they wait for everybody to tell them, yeah, Hazagu Baruch, the Skele Mitzvot, thumbs up. And now they have the approval, and they come along and say, oh, we got 500 likes, let's do something else, in order to get the approval of the people. As the Pasuk says, Vatere Aishan, as she said, we're seeking the approval of others in order to tell us, go for it, you're right, you did good. Most of the things that we're doing are nonsensical, things that are valueless, but it's an addiction. People like what we're doing. People are motivating us. People are giving us smiley faces. People are giving us all sorts of fake encouragement. Rabotai, nothing changed. Shlomo was right. Ein kol hadash ta'at ha-shamesh. The Eitz HaDa'at Tovara is applicable today just as much as it was relevant in the times of Adam HaRishon. And it has the same three dangerous ingredients. Kin'ah, ta'ava, and kavod. And I am sorry to say that if this is left unchecked, and I'm not explaining today what unchecked means. Everybody could figure out what that means. That hasrum, the result will be the same as well. Motimutun. My question was, how did the snake get Hava? What is his method? Because we have to learn the method of the Nahash, because he didn't change either. He's still around. He's been working for 5,780 years. And his strategy didn't change. So we could figure out what he used in order to seduce Hava. We could be prepared for that seduction today and not fall prey to it. What was it? I'd like to explain it based on a Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi is in Masechet Pe'ah, first Perek, in Halakha He. They ask the snake, why do you live by the fences? I guess that's where the snake hangs out, by a fence. Whenever you see a fence, you look around there, you see a snake curling around the fence. So they ask the snake once, because that was my first mission. And actually, it's not only my mission, that is my purpose, And that is my method. I am a poretz geder. I break fences. Whose fences? Fences that others make. So the commentary in the Rushami says, which fence did the snake break? What is he talking about? And I quote, the Mahara Fulda on the Yerushalmi, Gidroshen Olam al Yede Etzada'at. Oh, we're getting warm. It seems that the success of the Nahash to seduce Hava was that he broke a fence. You see, Hava did something that was noble. Something that the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avot, Asu Siyag LaTorah. You must make fences. It's not enough to go face to face with dangerous things and say, I'll be careful. It's not enough to come nose to nose with an Avera and say, I won't transgress. Absolutely not. We're supposed to make barriers and fences and protection measures that we should not come close to the Avera. Ba'asu siyag la'Torah, and Hava did it. She was told, don't eat from it, but also don't touch. That was the fence. Don't touch it. That's the geder. And the snake said, I got to get it to eat. But I won't get it to eat until I break the fence. If I can break the fence, then she's mine and everything will happen. And all of a sudden he pushes her into the tree and nothing happened. The geder was broken. The snake says, Ani paratzti gedro shel olam. That's what I do. And once I put it to geder, once I'm in, it's finished. Then I pull him in and becomes my victim. I'd like to quote you what the Siddur Olam says. Rov kocho, the majority of the power, or the immensity of the power, of mitzudav v'haramav, of the entrappings of the Yetzer, hem be'inyan hazeh, they're in the following. Eno mevakesh min ha'adam, the Yetzer doesn't ask from the person, ela sheyikanes me'at, just to come in a little. Ki hu yakniseu harbeh, and then he'll drag him in a lot. Ve'harkach, the end game, yotzi'o min ha'olam, he takes him out of this world. And that's what happens today. Of course, the Yetzer Hara seduces a person to involve himself in the Etz Hadaat Tovara, in the information superhighway that has good and bad. And of course, the enticement is no fences, no barriers, no limitations, no concern. And before you know it, from Tov he goes to Ra, and from Ra he goes to Mora, and before you know it, Motziyat Adam and Ha'olam. He finds himself drowning in kin'ah, ta'ava, and kavod. Nothing changes, Rabotai. It's the same old avon, just repackaged differently. And I have to give credit. When they decided to choose an emblem of this technology, they chose a bitten apple. Is that a coincidence? I say no. That every time a person looks at this technology, he's reminded of the Hetz Etzadat, a fruit that was bitten into. The Torah is reminding you, do not make the same mistake. The Nahash is here as well, trying to entice a person to come in. And at the beginning, lo motemutun, nothing's going to happen. Everybody's doing it, it's okay, it's fine, you're an adult. And before you know it, arur. The curse comes as a result, and it's an epic failure. And therefore, Rabotai, I'm reminded of the Gemara. The Gemara is in Sukkah on page 52. Somebody will say, does the Gemara talk about the internet? Absolutely. It's a Gemara Sukkah, Daf Nun Bet. Some of our members will say, I remember reading that Gemara, Rabbi, I don't remember internet, it's not in the Gemara, but you didn't read Rashi maybe, because Rashi talks about it. Wow, Rashi talks about it, incredible. Where does he talk about it? Let's read. This is a Gemara that reads like this. It's giving you the method of the Yetzer Hara. Oh. The Gemara reads like this. Amar Rav Aseh. Rabbi Aseh is talking. Yetzer Hara b'techila domeh lechut shel buchia. The Yetzer Hara initially appears like a hoot, like a string of a buchia. I don't know what a buchia is. But they're telling you, that's how he appears. His initial entry to us, the way it looks, is like a string of a buchia. So that she comes along and tells us, Dibura Mathil Buchia, quote, I'll find it inside. Oh, Achavish. What is Achavish? Achavish is a spider web. You ever see a spider spin its web? It's strings, albeit very, very small, very narrow, very weak strings. That's how the Yetzer Hara begins. He spins a web that's very weak. It's not strong at all. He draws us in very, very lightly. But then the Gemara says, Ulbesof, at the end, Domeka avotot agala. Now he's not holding us by a light string. He has the strings or the ropes, the intertwined ropes that are strong enough to pull wagons that are very, very heavy. Now he has us in his clutches. But it all starts off with Korea Akavish, with the chotim, with the strings of the web. And no coincidence, that Etz HaDa'at today is called the World Wide Web. And that's how he entices us, with the Akavish, with the Buchia. Come in and join me, come in for something, Sorech Mitzvah, something good. And before you know it, from the Tov, as I said, comes to Ra. And therefore, Rabotai, the only, I don't like to say only, but if we're going to use history as a model, Gedarim, fences, Asu Siyag LaTorah, this Etz HaDa'at without a fence will only lead to Motem Mutun, Motzim Et Adam LaOlam, and then what God told Adam and Hava, Arur. We have to be careful. They call these things smart. Smartphones, smart computers. I'm not interested in what the Goyim calls smart. I want to know what the Torah calls smart. It's a Mishnah, Pirkei Avot, fourth Perek, first Mishnah. Ezu Hacham. What is considered smart? The Mishnah doesn't say a phone. The Mishnah says, Haro'eh Tanolad, that one is able to see the consequence of his actions. You see, the Hakam sees that from something small can lead to something very big. And therefore he's careful even on the small infraction because he knows that's the way of the Yetzer. The evil inclination entices you on something that's small that doesn't look even forbidden. But that's not his end game. He wants to get you to do Avodah Zarah. He wants to get you to commit the worst Avon. But he knows he can't start from there. The Hakam, Ro'et HaNolad. That's smart. And a person holds a smartphone, that's not smart. The smart means to know the gedder, what's going to be. That if this is left unchecked and uncontrolled, you'll have the bite of a fruit of Etz HaDa'at, like the image on the back of it shows. And therefore, Rabotai, one has to be very, very careful. Just like one has to be careful of a loaded gun. Tov v'ra! Yeah, loaded gun is very good if you're using it to kill enemies. But it can be very dangerous as well. Gedarim. And Gedarim are many levels. High level of Gedarim and smaller Gedarim. But to leave it without Gedarim at all, and everybody has to decide what level Gedar they want. Gedolim? They went to the highest level. Don't get near it. They don't want to Gedar. They don't want to get touch it. They don't want to have it to make a Gedar. Because they know the snake is over there and he's put its Gedar. But everybody has to know which level they're on. But to say that this is not a concern, I listen to Torah, I listen to classes, I listen to Musar, that's the Tov. I didn't come here today to talk about the Tov. I know the Tov. Tov is good. I'm worried about the Ra. And I also know that the Yetzer Hara, he enters through the Tov. That's the portal. And you don't end up in the Tov, you end up in the Ra. That's what I'm worried about. One rabbi once told me when I was young, anytime you're about to do something, don't ask yourself how much good is going to come out of it. Ask yourself how much bad can come out of it, because that's what you have to be concerned about. And therefore, we're not involved in mitzvah ba'avera. That a mitzvah can lead to an avera, that has to be kept in check. And therefore, my message, Rabotai, to you is very clear. Learn the lesson of het etz hada'at. Those that involve themselves in this practice, in this venue, in this portal, and they enter this information superhighway, you should know on that road there's kin'ah and there's ta'ava and there's kavod. And it doesn't help a person. Because after Adam and Chava ate from the tree, what does it say? They realized that they were arumim. Arumim means they were empty. They were bare. What they thought is going to bring them a lot of benefit and a lot of wholeness and a lot of completion and a lot of satiation and a lot of inwardness. Instead of giving them a feeling of productivity, instead of giving them a feeling of wholeness, instead of giving them a feeling of satisfaction, they realize it was nothing. It was empty. Arumim. And that's the same thing. People that eventually wake up and say, what was I doing? I was running after physical things. I'm spiritual. I have a neshama. These things don't benefit. I was trying to be like others instead of trying to be like myself. What does that do to the self-esteem of a person? That I'm not myself. Hillel said, if you're not going to be yourself, who are you going to be? Trying to mimic others? And ta'ava doesn't bring a person to his completion at all. It's motziya ta'adam min ha'olam. It brings him to addiction. It destroys him. And he's not able to accomplish the real things that he came to this world. And kavod, he's looking for the approval of others. Instead of seeking the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of seeking the approval of the Torah Kedosha, he seeks the approval of the Hashim V'Akrabim. Of people themselves are not worthy to give approvals. These are not the judges of mankind. And they're giving us this fake kavod. Lucky is the one that wakes up to realize the shekin ahen behebel ayofi and come back to the limitations and the truths of life in our Torah. And that's the message. Those that have involved themselves in this behavior, arumim, barren, bare, empty, unfulfilled whatsoever. And therefore, Rabotai say, learn the lesson of Adam and Chava. And then, be'azrat Hashem, we will taste from the true Etz Hadaat. The true Etz Hadaat is the Torah Kedosha. Etz Chaim hi lema'azikim ba. The Torah is called Etz Chaim. It's a tree of life. And the tree of life is only Tov. There is no Ra. And be'azrat Hashem, when everybody starts to contemplate their relationship with this Yetzer Hara of our generation, when you start to realize your attachment and your attraction to it, and everybody will start to make Hashbon Nefesh, each one on their own right, and they'll start to make the proper adjustments, then Be'ezat Hashem, Borei Olam will bless our people and our members. Like it says, Etz Chaim Li Ma'azikim Ba, V'Tomchei Me'ushar, God will bless you with Chaim Arukim, with Osher V'Chavod, Me'ata V'Ad Olam, Amen Ken Yiratzon.
Protection hosted 4 virtual events throughout COVID-19. Presentations included Transform the Future with Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro and Rabbi Zachary Wallerstein, Revealing the Mask with Rabbi Yosef Ozeri and Rabbi Jonathan Rietti, United or Untied with Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson and Rabbi Pesach Krohn, Acclimating to the New Normal with Rabbi Joey Haber and Rabbi Zev Smith. Protection had over 16,000 listeners